drunken fraternity boys couldn't be bothered with anything as mundane as carrying the old beer cases back or the ice tub or anything like that. So they just went out about their business.
Well, up there at Stillwater now, I had all, practically had the same privileges and benefits as the fraternity boys. I've struck up a real good friendship with, can't even call his first name, everybody called him Rosie. He used to be the registrar up there at OSU. Yeah, died here 3 or 4 years ago, I guess it was. He lived in the Sigma Nu house. And, I came and went through the Sigma Nu house just like I was one of the boys there. Kind of Rosie's as his guest, you know. And I worked for Phil there. At that time, he was a faculty sponsor or something of, I don't even remember which fraternity it is. They have their house across the street south of Murray Hall. I remember. It's a real nice place. But anyway, part of my job was to kind of maintain that house up there in the summertime. So here again, I got some privileges extended to me that...
Well, I couldn't see anything in this. I tried two or three of them, but I just couldn't go. And I was happy with my own little group.
Well, we
could have a better beer bust by ourselves than these fraternity boys could, because we could be exclusive.
Well, I think we had a hell of a good time up there at Cordell Hall. I think there were probably 400, 450 fellas lived in there. Of course, we didn't all get together. I mean, there's our particular section of the floor was a nice, congenial bunch of fellas, you know, and we'd have our own private beer bus right there in the dormitory. This is what was fun, because it was illegal, see, but we did it, see.
Well, you minded your own business and didn't make a fuss.
Of course, the house mother even lived right down the hall from me, about three doors. She'd catch us every once in a while and invite her in for a quick beer, you know. She loved this.
Just don't be loud, boys.
So we really had a heck of a good time up there. I couldn't see any point in having to rely on fraternities for fellowship and fun. Even had her own rifle range. One of the fellas was bugs on shooting. He'd shoot 22 shorts in his room.
Yeah, you had a pretty good bunch.
Oh, we had a rip-roaring time. Top it all off, though, our biggest sport was irritating the night watchman. We had a guy, we called him the Creep. He wore tennis shoes.
The Creep, huh?
Oh, he looked just like the what you would picture a creep, you know, the old go around listening at all the doors and everything, you know. So our favorite sport was getting firecrackers and tying string to the fuses, going around dropping them in the radiator covers. Of course, they'd by tying varying lengths, while we could get these things timed where one would go off down this end of the building, you know, followed by one up in this end of the building, maybe one down in the basement, and then went up on the fourth floor, see, and this poor guy just almost killed himself for 2 years trying to figure out who was doing that. We'd let it go for about 2 weeks, you know, and then we'd get on another rash of this thing. Guy never did figure out who was doing that. Those things go off in that big dormitory and echo back and forth, you know.
You know, one guy...
Everybody in the dormitory knew who was doing it except the Creep.
Those poor devils, they're really up against it. Just one guy and one mind against all that organized thought. Well, if you went to a dance and there was somebody there that you liked and she'd come alone, what might you ask her?
Oh, I don't know, I'd probably ask her